Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be with you, as always. You know, on this show, Lifestyle, people ask, what is lifestyle? Well, it's everything. We like to talk about decor, about relationships, aging. That's something we all do, whether we're when we're born, when we're 60, or, you know, we're always aging. And how do we want to age? Do we want to age to be positive? What does that look like for us? Because really, we don't spend a lot of time thinking about when we're older until we kind of get there. So maybe there's some ways around that. Two guests I've had on lots of times on the show, but not recently, who I really enjoy a lot, Annie Klein and Nancy Gray-Hemstock. Well, I have Annie Klein today, and she's an expert at many things and has had lots of different lives in the past, but something she's passionate about is saging. And you may or may not have heard of it before, but Annie and Nancy have some workshops going on, and you'll hear more about it. Welcome to the show, Annie.
Well, thank you, Patty. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, it's always nice to talk to you because, you know, you just radiate this positivity. And we all go through things in life, and I'm sure you have many different things you've gone through. But somehow you have this positive demeanor and this urge to help others with saging. Tell me about you and your background and some of the things you've done before you got to this.
Okay. Well, I've had, as you said, quite a varied background. I sort of, you know, began my professional life as a special ed teacher for many years. And when I was a special ed teacher, I didn't teach in the classroom. I would find the students' jobs in the community and then teach them the job on the job. Mm. And the population I was working with, most of the jobs I was able to find were as dishwashers. So basically, I spent 6 years in restaurant kitchens teaching dishwashing, so I learned a lot about the restaurant business. So
I'm still learning that one.
It just seemed like the next logical thing was for me to go into the restaurant business.
Absolutely.
So then was in the restaurant business for some years, and then moved into film and was a location manager in Winnipeg for quite a long time, and then I moved to Arizona and managed a metaphysical retreat center, but then movies pulled me back, and then I went to Los Angeles and worked on a movie, came back to Canada, and moved to Salmon Arm, did a lot of work on empowering women. It was in the days of the Ministry of Women's Equality. Then sort of got back into movies again, moved to Victoria, and have done quite a lot. Well, actually, I've worked on 58 movies as an extras casting director in Victoria. But about 6 years ago, I discovered the book called From Aging to Saging, which was about this whole new paradigm of growing older, about how to use these extra years, because it's really like we're getting an extra 20 or 30 years as a time that could be spiritually rewarding, socially active, you know, a time that could be joyful, fulfilling, meaningful. And loved this book so much that took the training and met Nancy, who lives in Victoria and also was trained in the work. And for the last 6 years, we've been teaching workshops based on the book called From Aging to Saging.
You know, it's so interesting because, you know, I looked after my folks and, you know, I had younger kids and you're busy, all those tired terms. And you don't think about aging. Now I'm at the spot where kids are kind of going to school and getting their own things. And you start looking at it more of what the next phase of your life's going to be and how you want to live that. And there's a lot of kind of hills and valleys. But when you realize there's a lot of excitement, a lot of great things that come your way and that you can be part of and make it a positive experience.
And it really gives you a chance to do some, you know, deep personal spiritual growth, you know, to look at your relationships and to develop new passions and to give back through service. I mean, it's, you know, we have these extra years now.
Yeah, we sure do. I mean, our life expectancy is in the 80s for women. So, I mean, we're going to have hopefully a long life and a good, healthy life. And those are things also we can look at. But you were in Seattle at a big international conference. Tell us a little bit about that. I know it was an inspiring time about conscientious ages. I guess being conscious about it, not just letting it happen to you.
Right, right. This was the conference that Saging International, which is the umbrella organization for all the saging activities worldwide now, which is, I guess, why they changed the name to Saging International. And this was a conference that they do every 2 years, and it was in Seattle. Nancy and I actually presented there. But there were extraordinary presenters there on all facets of conscious aging.
And what was your presentation?
We did the basic tenets of the Saging work, the basic, you know, the terminology and the basic tools that we use in the Saging work, which in all the Saging work, we like to make it meaningful for people. So there's always, you know, some teaching and then a lot of experiential work, sharing one-on-one, sharing in small groups, journaling, writing exercises, meditation, you know, imaginal exercises and things where we use the right side of the brain too, collage or drawing.
Or emotional
side. So we really
side.
Try to make it, yeah, like a full physical, mental, emotional, spiritual experience. Because that's what aging is.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm a realtor and I've got to say a lot of it is about helping people. And that sounds silly because I know people, I know you want to make money at what you do, but I enjoy working with people I can help, and that, you know, don't just need facts and figures, but need someone to really have their back and talk about these things. Because as we age, there's so many aspects, whether it is the spiritual, whether it's financial, downsizing, whatever it may be, we need to have a good tribe around us to help as well.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what we find, really, that as people get older, relationships become more and more important.
And where do you go to for support when you know, you do all this stuff? What is your positive impact? How has it helped you in your life and your day-to-day stuff?
Oh, it has helped me enormously. It's helped me to I guess probably the way that it's helped me the most is in reframing. You know, things that have happened, we do a lot of this in the Saging work, where we do really life repair, where we look back at what's happened. And, you know, if you look at it from this point now where you have this wisdom and to really look at the gold, I mean, what you got out of those experiences that seemed so horrific at the time, and they were.
Yeah.
But there's always learning and there's always growth.
Yeah, and you can't live in regret, can you? Because, I mean, everything happens for a reason. So
no, and you can't change what happened, but you can change, you know, your attitude towards it.
And isn't that the same with everybody we encounter, Annie, that not everybody's going to be so positive or so mindful, that we can really change our approach to it. We can't change other people.
Right, right. And then hopefully, you know, our approach, we can example this and we can help others.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, sorry, your phone just went down there.
Oh.
TJ's just going to fix that. So what about when things happen to you? You know, there's a death, say, you're not feeling well, medical things happen. How do you keep up that positive attitude, and what does Saging kind of teach us with that?
Well, I think it teaches us about wholeness. So, you know, I'm not always in a good mood. You know, things happen to me and I, you know.
I can't believe that.
You know, I get mad, I get depressed. But I think what Saging has really taught me is that it's about the wholeness. It's about integrating everything. You know, life isn't always going to be joyful. Things aren't always going to be wonderful. I mean, as we age, our bodies are going to age. You know, there's going to be loss. It's going to be a lot of loss, you know, loss of faculties, loss of people, loss of activities. And so I think it's about integrating it all as part of the whole.
When we come back, I want to talk about spirituality and how some of these things come into play as we do have some of these things maybe go by the wayside, some of the things we wanted to do or have done, how we deal with that, maybe spirituality, how that can lift us to another level to really help deal with the day-to-day stuff. Back in 2 minutes with Annie.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
I'll tell you where we are right now. We're right here at the Fall Home Expo at Perks, the rec center at Teleka Mall. We're here on behalf of our good friends over at Fortis BC talking about natural gas and why it's a good investment for you. But there's something that you should also know, because this is going to be an incredible situation for people here on Vancouver Island. With me is Michael Allison. He's the corporate communications advisor. So listen, let's get the word out to all of our audience now on common rates.
Yeah, and that's something that we want to make sure our customers in Victoria know about, is that Fortis BC is moving towards combining three utilities into one. And many people don't know that currently customers on Vancouver Island pay significantly more for natural gas than other customers living in the province. And so due to some regulatory decisions, we are going to be able to combine the utilities, and as a result, for Vancouver Island customers, they'll actually see a 25% discount or decrease in their natural gas over the next.
Hold it! Be still my beating heart. A discount of 25%. My gosh, I love it.
That's right, and that's over 3 years. So before 2018, we want people's bills to be 25% lower.
So you're coming down. Hydro's going up.
Well, people would want to make the decision for themselves, so they can visit fortisbc.com/common rates, and we advise them to just take a look at their bill. There's going to be some changes to the bill, and I think it's probably a good idea that they take a look at the materials that we send them, and they'll be kept in the loop.
Listen, my friends, stay in the loop yourself. Make sure you know what's going on, because this is going to be a fabulous thing for Vancouver Island with natural gas. Fortis BC and common rates. Check it out for yourself. Talk to the people here. Talk to Kaylee and talk to Andrew as well, and find out how you can get a pair of these fabulous Fortis BC socks for you and your family, okay? We'll see you soon at the Fall Home Expo here at Perks.
This is Georgia, and she's having breakfast on the run.
Hot coffee.
Between getting the kids to school and making that morning meeting, she's pretty strapped for time.
No time!
What Georgia doesn't know is she could actually save money and time by shopping at Walmart.
Really?
Yeah, Walmart's got great breakfast stuff. Like Starbucks House Blend K-Cups, just $14.76 for a 16-pack, and Edge cereal with protein for just $4.47. So, you can save time and relax while eating at home.
Sounds good. Ah, leg cramp!
Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Now that fall is here, your lawn is getting hungry. So pick up some lawn food at Marigold Nurseries and feed it. And while you're there, take a look around. Hedging is on sale for 20% off, and a great selection of flower bulbs is just waiting to bring color and life to your garden. Lawn food, hedging, flower bulbs, it's all at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming on Lockside Drive in Sandwichton, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
We are back with Annie Klein. We're talking about saging. This is a term you might not have heard. How long has it been around for, Annie?
Well, the book From Aging to Saging was written like 27 years ago, so it's been around for a long time.
And do people come to it positively, or is it like, oh, what's this thing now? I mean, we're so many things now that, say, look trendy, or things people trying to, new things for the mind and retreats and the yoga. And how do people approach saging, do you find?
Most people with a little bit of trepidation, but with curiosity.
Yeah.
Because, they were courageous enough to, register for a class or come to a workshop or come to a talk. So, there's an openness and a curiosity about looking at aging in a new way.
And is this men and women?
Mostly women, of course, but we do. But there are definitely some men. There were lots of men at the conference in Seattle.
You know what I find too, though, Annie. I know with Hudson, if I do something, then he kind of just jumps on board because I'm doing it. When you learn, you teach, right?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Then you pass it on. We were talking about spirituality, however we classify that. I know it's helped me through my life. What do you? How do you talk about that at Saging?
Well, certainly it's non-denominational, and mm-hmm. So we certainly talk about it in terms of one's own connection to,
right.
To one's own inner elder, to, a force, a source greater than us, and we do some meditations to try and connect with our own inner elder. In my own practices, I'm a person that tries to meditate, every day, and a person that tries to keep up a regular journal practice.
I bet it's pretty busy in your brain, though, right, when you're meditating?
Yes, well, I'm a Reiki master too, so through Reiki, I tend to get pretty relaxed.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I have that benefit.
And how long do you meditate for?
I do it in shorter stretches. I tend to meditate in 20-minute stretches. That works for me.
And what does that do for a person? Because we hear a lot about meditation now. Oh, I mean, years ago. I mean, the Beatles, we talked about meditation back in the day. But what does it do for people?
I think it's, in a way, it's like journaling. You know, somebody said about journaling, you know, she writes so she knows what she thinks or what she's feeling.
Mm.
And I think, you know, with meditating and journaling, every time we stop and slow down and pause and connect, you know, connect with something greater than ourselves, connect with something greater than our egos, we get that perspective.
Yeah, we do. I like to go for a walk, take the dogs, go somewhere in the woods, you know, so, and I talk out loud sometimes. I just sort of get my thoughts and feelings together. And I found as you get older, you like your own company more. Hopefully you do. But then something like saging is good because then you can come around other people and we're all going through the same stuff. You're not alone. We all have losses and gains, and money is irrelevant sometimes. It's really, as you say, relationships and maybe forming some bonds with some new people.
And sharing and realizing, you know, you're not the only person that feels this way. You know, you're not the only person that's afraid of, you know, dying alone or, you know, whatever the fears are, you're not the only person.
Let's talk about that fears, because, you know, fear is something we can conjure up and let it ruminate so long we're immobilized. We don't go out. We don't do things. What are some of the tips or things that saging teaches about dealing with fear and going forward?
Oh, well, you know, we try and look at, you know, the major fears that people are dealing with and look at, you know, positive ways of looking at it and dealing with it and, you know, reframing it as much as we possibly can. But, you know, there's a lot going on in people's lives. And so, you know, we have to be honest about that as well.
And sometimes just to listen to people, because we just need to vent stuff.
Exactly.
What kind of stories have you had of people that you've met and done your saging workshops and come away and how it's impacted their lives?
Oh, boy. Lots of them. I'm thinking of a woman right now who just did some work with us around mortality. And one of the things that we do is really sort of look at mortality, not from a place of fear, but just with awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And she had been so afraid of dying that in starting to really look at it and bring it into the light, it just changed how she was. It changed how she lived.
Right, because I think sometimes people spend so much time in fear of dying, they forget that each moment is yesterday. You know, that's the good old days.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that Nancy and I do is we lead a wisdom circle once a month at a place, where, you know, an assisted living facility.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the average age of the women that come is probably 88. And Nancy and I always bring topics and we always do a little teaching. But it doesn't matter. Whatever topic we bring, it always gets back to loss.
Yeah. It affects us all.
Loss of faculties and loss of people.
And loss of, you know, I think nowadays there's so much ageism too. And really with marketing, I mean, women over 65 are going to be the demographic. And yet so much society kind of looks, oh, they're getting older. You know, there's a lot of ageism in the world.
Oh, a lot of ageism. You know, 60 Minutes just did an incredible show about aging. And they said that the fastest growing population in the United States right now is what they're calling the oldest old, and that's people 90 and over.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking my certified professional course, so the 85 plus in Canada they call old. There's different, you know, there's old, mature. Yeah, there's different levels of old. So my mother was 92 and she was at the Cedars, and I know you've done stuff there. And, you know, amazing woman and so many amazing peers around her that have such great stories. And, you know, what we think of as spending time, you know, flitting around, really it's about being more still and just listening and partaking.
It's slowing down. And that's so hard because we come from such a doing society, you know, where we're valued by what we do.
That's so true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not by who we are from the core. Your workshops, too, you have some workshops coming up. Tell us about those. You and Nancy have a few coming up.
We do. Right now, we're teaching at the Monterey Center. We still have, on Thursday afternoons, we still have three more sessions there, so people can, and they stand alone, so people could register for those. We're also doing a staging intensive that we're very excited about, November 7th to 9th in Victoria, which also is an intensive, so participation in this workshop also is a prerequisite for anybody that wants to go on and do the Certified Saging Leader Training Program. So this is really good for professionals and caregivers who work with older people, you know, or clergy or spiritual directors or social workers or hospice workers, you know, anybody who's interested in conscious or positive aging, of course, older adults, and people who work with older adults.
Because it's a great program, and I've seen the growth since you've started bringing this into our community. And you do go out to different places and talk about it, too, like the Cedars. I know you've been to different care homes. And I guess now you're getting more and more people that you are teaching that are also following your footsteps and doing the same.
And we're also teaching at Royal Roads two Saturdays, April 18th and 25th as well.
That's fantastic.
Which will be full days.
That's fantastic. Now tell me, you and Nancy, you seem like you're such great friends and you were brought together through this. What do you love about teaching this and what keeps you on this path?
Oh, I guess part of it is the excitement of empowering others.
Mm. When you see that change in people, when they've been down and then they come out of their shells. And not everybody's going to be the same, right? And I think that's something that if someone's listening today and think, oh, I'm not as, you know, outgoing as Annie or Nancy, you don't have to be. It's who you are. You don't have to change who you are.
Oh, and you certainly don't have, you don't, and, you know, we always make that very, very clear. You never have to share, you know, that the amount you participate is completely up to you. And whatever you do share is completely up to, you know, what you feel comfortable with. There's no pressure ever for anybody to have to do anything that doesn't make them comfortable.
Yeah, because I'm like that kid in school in the back, even though I do this. I'm the kid in the back row that don't make eye contact with the teacher because I don't want to share.
Yeah, and you know what? And I understand that completely, and no one has to.
But, you know, if you do have questions in life, we all do. You know, keep learning, keep growing, try saging. Nancy and Annie are so great. Try something new because, you know, there's nothing to lose except maybe you're going to gain some peace of mind and some new friends. So if people want to get a hold of you once again, how do they do that, Annie?
The best way would be through Nancy's email address. I have a very complicated one. Nancy's is Nancy Gray Hempstock, one word, gray with an A, at shaw.ca.
And if people want to get a hold of me about anything ever, I am lifestylewithpattymack.com, and any of the guests you have questions for, I can put them to them, or I can connect you with them. Back in 2 minutes with our next topic.
At my middle school, all the teachers know my name.
I'm going to Montreal for soccer.
I'm learning French, Mandarin, and Spanish in grade 6.
My middle school is Glen Lyon Norfolk School.
GNS is the only school in Victoria that offers the middle school year's International Baccalaureate program. Bring your child in for scholarship testing on October 24th and register for an open house on October 22nd or 27th to see why the opportunities are endless at Glen Lyon Norfolk School. Details at mygns.ca.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. After hours of towing, the lines connecting a Canadian Coast Guard ship and that Russian freighter, Simashur, gave away a little while ago. The massive cargo ship is adrift once again, but is a lot farther from the rocky shore of Haida Gwaii than it was when it first lost power back on Thursday. The Simashir is carrying hundreds of tons of fuel and was on its way back to Russia from Washington State. One man is dead after a crash near Port McNeil last night on northern Vancouver Island. Two RCMP officers came across a single-vehicle crash around 9:30 last night. A pickup truck appeared to have gone off of Highway 19 and hit a tree. The driver was ejected from the cab. His body was found nearby. He was a 34-year-old who lived in Port McNeil. Health Canada says if you bought a product called Miracle Mineral Solution, stop using it immediately. The agency says the unauthorized product sold on the internet as a treatment for serious diseases like cancer is dangerous itself. MMS contains sodium chlorite. That's a chemical used mainly as a textile bleaching agent and disinfectant. Health Canada says the product was sold through the website buymms.biz. An alternate format labeled as CDS is also available for sale on that website. It's also risky. If you have taken Miracle Mineral Solution, stop and see your doctor right away and report any problems to Health Canada. And voters in Mississippi are the latest to decide whether to create a constitutional right to hunt and fish.
Hunting groups and some lawmakers say they're concerned that campaigns by animal rights activists in other parts of the country to forbid hunting certain game could make their way to Mississippi. So voters are being asked in November to create a constitutional right to hunt and fish. 17 states guarantee the right under their constitutions to harvest wildlife. Animal rights groups say there is no assault underway to take away hunting and fishing rights. Mississippi lawmakers say they're just thinking ahead, trying to ward off any future attempts to limit their outdoor adventures. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
And CFAX weather is next.
You're not used to being able to buy much with a loonie.
How much is it for this gum?
That's $1.50.
Oh, man.
But at Fairway Market, your dollar goes further. A loaf of Fairway Market bread, white or whole wheat, just a loonie. McCain Red Bag French Fries, a 680-gram bag, just a loonie. Cooking onions, a 3-pound bag, just a loonie. The Just a Loonie sale at Fairway Markets. You'll be happily surprised at what you can get for just a loonie. If you haven't shopped Fairway Markets lately, you haven't shopped Fairway Markets.
CFAX weather, sun and cloud today, a high of 16 degrees. Mainly cloudy tonight, a low of 11. There's a chance of showers tomorrow. Before the rain starts late in the afternoon, it'll get windy too, and a high of 17. Right now it is 17 in downtown Victoria. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. Today on the show, we've talked to Annie Klein, and a very interesting person, and another person in Victoria who's really interesting, Carolyn Taylor. She does everything, UN Limited, 24 Karat Learning, Freeburg Collective, Yoga Conference, UN Limited, Pitch Your Passion. We have lots to go over because there's no end to what she does, and today she's been out for a hike with a new thing she's branching out to. And you're a complex person. You're business, but you're also very soul and bring people together oriented.
I love to bring people together.
You sure do. And we haven't seen each other for a while, but if I say what you've been up to, everything. Right?
You know, it's interesting because I don't know if you remember a few weeks ago I posted the picture of the very first UN Limited event.
Yes.
I've just been reflecting over the past few, you know, days on how far it's come and how many people have become part of that community and how awesome it is.
And I went to the very first one with Jill and Judy, and it was so neat to go and learn so many things. And really, it's the same thing, you know, the same kind of ideas and people I like on this show because you know, if we can give something back and teach each other something. But tell me about your story, Carolyn. How did you come about to be doing all that you do? Because some is a business part of it, which is, you know, your calendar with 24 Karat Learning. You know, there's different kind of angles in what you do. How did you pull this all together?
Oh, you know, I just always feel like my mission has been to build community or build connections. And I just get so much joy out of connecting people to something that will help them down the road or another person or a thing or that sort of thing. And I think I've been doing it all my life, quite honestly.
Is that a family thing too? Did your parents, your family kind of act the same way and give back to people?
My mom is amazing at keeping people connected, and she's actually collected stories. We have a cottage in northern Saskatchewan, and she's actually collected stories and produced three volumes of stories of all of the people who've spent time at that. It's in a national park, of all of the people who've spent time in that park, and she's collected their stories because stories can go, like with a generation, they can go, and she's taken the time to collect all of those stories. So I definitely know that my sense of community and connection comes right from my mom.
And did you grow up here or in Saskatchewan?
I moved here when I was 5, but I spent my summers in Saskatchewan every year.
And I think there's, you know, we drove across the country, which was a great thing to do with our kids. And, you know, I'd encourage anybody, if you have the opportunity. I mean, we did it really on the cheap and, you know, did a lot of time in the car, tenting. But people in Saskatchewan are amazing and helpful. We ran out of gas. They, you know, people just couldn't do enough for you. And I think there's something about maybe having to work together with the weather. I don't know. But I think it's a great model to go from. And I encourage people in Victoria, too, because sometimes I think when you come to Victoria, it's hard to get connected to people because it's a different vibe in Victoria.
You know, I've heard that a lot from people, and I really hope that people will come out to things like You Unlimited and the Yoga Conference, because the people that come to those things don't find that same feeling. You know, I know there's people that come and they just say, I felt so welcome from the minute I walked in the door, and that's really the atmosphere that I want to create, where everybody's on the same, you know, playing field. There's no exclusivity. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to really do anything other than show up and bring your best self to the room.
And, you know, I think that's why I like having you on, is because I want to let people know that your events are just so enlightening, and everyone's welcome. There's all different kinds of people there. And if you've been kind of hesitant about different, you know, events to go to, this is the one, because it really is just for everyone, and there's a topic that will touch everyone. So tell people about You Unlimited and what you kind of do with that. I know you have Pitch Your Passion and other things. So let's kind of go through some of the things you do and tell people how they can be part of it.
Well, there's such a plethora of things to go over.
So You Unlimited.
Yeah, You Unlimited is really our tagline right now, is where women connect. And 95% of our events are completely women attended. We have, you know, the Unlimited Women Awards, and certainly the partners of the women that are nominated for the awards have come out to those events. But mostly it's just a really safe, wonderful place for women to really connect on a mind, body, spirit level. And it's not about business. Although the people that you meet that might have a business are people that you connect with and then will want to do business with. So it's very different than any of the other networking groups in town, because we don't focus on business specifically.
And if people want to, you know about when these events are happening, how would you let them know? What kind of a list you have? Could they be on an email list or a Facebook page? How do they find out?
We have both. We list all of our events on a Facebook page, and we have as well a website where everything is listed. And at the very top of the website, there's a thing called a hello bar, and it just gives you the opportunity to put in your name and your email address, and you'll be notified of everything that we've got going on. And we really have lots going on. As you said, I just came in from the woods, and one of the things we just started today actually was You Unlimited Women in the Woods. And what I've really tried to do too is draw on leaders in our community who, that's their thing, right? So Sheila Webster loves going out and hiking, and I said, you know, why don't we like bring some women from You Unlimited together and let's go hiking in the woods. And so today we went to Matheson Lake, and we pretty much all look like drowned rats, and we'll be posting some photos on the You Unlimited website. And but it was just so amazing to be out in the woods with women and listening to the rain and looking at the trees and the conversations that happen. And there, you know, they could be people you've never met before, or they could be somebody you know really well, but that's the whole point, is it's just about being together.
And a lot of people want to do these sort of things but really don't have anybody to do them with, you know. And you know, not everybody has the same passion sort of thing, so that's a great branch out, because I think a lot of people do like doing the wilderness walks.
Absolutely. And I don't think women sadly feel safe to do that on their own. You know, I used to have a beautiful dog that I would walk with, and I felt a lot safer, but I don't have that dog anymore, and I'm not necessarily comfortable to go out and walk through Matheson Lake all by myself.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. When we come back, we're going to have a short break, but when we come back, I want to talk about the awards with you, Unlimited, because they're coming up in November, and you may know someone you want to nominate. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
I can watch the kid after school. I can do $11 an hour.
Bill Murray joins the Babysitter's Club this weekend in his newest comedy, St. Vincent. Check out Cineplex.com now for a supercut of all the beloved comedian's most memorable movies.
It's been a long time.
20 years.
21. Who's counting?
Two former high school sweethearts reunite this weekend in the latest Nicholas Sparks romance, The Best of Me. We talk to its star, James Marsden, about love and loss on the film set in New Orleans. Watch it now on Cineplex.com. Enjoy your weekend at the movies.
Well, my friends, we're live today down at the Fall Home Show, the Expo at the Perks Rec Center at Tillicum Mall. We're here on behalf of our friends over at Fortis BC. You know, there's a lot of people in the contracting business, and some people say, oh, sure, don't worry about it. I can come into your house and install gas and do all that kind of stuff for you. No. And you don't have to worry about it. Well, you know what? You should, because you got to have people who are qualified to do that. And with me right now is Michael Allison. He's the corporate communications advisor for Fortis BC. And not just anybody can be a contractor to install natural gas.
No, that's right. And so with now that we're into October, people have already started up their furnaces and are heating their homes now. And they may realize that they actually need a licensed contractor. So what you want to do is get someone who's licensed with the BC Safety Authority. That's very important. But we want to make it easy. So Fortis BC has a trade ally network, and every member of that is actually licensed with the BC Safety Authority. And they're committed to acquiring the permits when necessary. They know how to do safe appliance installations and services, and they'll actually give you quality work. And so we have over 400 gas contractors in our directory, and you can look up your location and what kind of work you need done at fortisbc.com/find a contractor, and you'll find someone who will work for you.
Listen, my friends, if you're not on gas right now, check it out at Fortis BC, because come January, the common rates are coming into play, and you could save yourself as much as 25% on your natural gas bills. So stay tuned for all of that, and it's going to be a big deal for everybody here on Vancouver Island. Come down and see us, though, at the Fall Home Expo Perks, and also make sure that you drop by the Fortis BC site.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hey, Victoria, I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. To kick off the new season, Passion and Performance will be hosting all of their dance and fitness classes to try by donation from Monday, October 27th until Friday, October 31st, with proceeds going towards Tour de Rock. Try classes like hoop dancing, beginner jazz technique, or even chair dancing. And this weekend is your last chance to visit the one and only Enchanted Halloween at Heritage Acres. Don't miss this unique, unforgettable autumn experience. With train rides, a pumpkin trail, games, and more, you're sure to have a great time. And this Sunday, watch the big Rugby Canada game against Argentina at 4:30 at West Hill Stadium. More events at CFAX1070.com. That has been your Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market. Fresher and tastier than ever.
We are back. We're talking to Carolyn Taylor from UNLimited, 24 Karat Learning. She's also part of the Yoga Conference, the Freebird Collective, Pitch Your Passion. Right now we're going to talk about the UNLimited, the awards coming up, and you can nominate someone that you know. There's lots of categories, and give us a couple of the examples of some of the categories for the awards, Carolyn.
Thanks, Patty. I created the UNLimited Woman Awards to really create something different. I found that there was lots of different awards, like industry awards or leadership awards and that sort of thing, and I wanted to create something that was for, I don't want to say the average woman, but it was really for the woman that you met that you sat beside on the bus, or it was your sister or your friend or your mother, that you thought, you know what, they've really done an amazing thing, or they're just an amazing person and I want to tell the world about them. And so we created 11 different categories, ranging from, you know, the Unlimited Woman of Adventure to the Unlimited Woman of Wisdom, to the Unlimited Woman of Potential, which was for a young woman under the age of 19, to really, you know, highlight our up-and-coming generation. The other thing that I wanted to do was create something where Women who've gone way too soon from our earth could be recognized with the dedication of an award to them. And so one of the ones that I'm super passionate about is the Unlimited Woman of Style, which I dedicated to Bonnie Pollard, who many people in Victoria will know and remember.
Yes.
And Maria Manna won it last year, and she burst out into song and dedicated her song to Bonnie. And I honestly don't think there was a dry eye in the place. And it was just a magical evening. We have, in between each of the awards, we created entertainment based throughout our community. We had a grade 11 girl who did slam poetry, all the way up to a troupe that did, danced on the stage and did flamenco dance. And it was just such a magical evening, and I can't wait to recreate it again in November this year.
And where are you having that event at?
This year it's going to be held at the White Eagle Hall down in James Bay. We wanted to create a bigger space and a more sort of flexible space for the kinds of things that
it's
we wanted
place.
To do.
It's a great place, yeah. And
it's
and
an
is that
awesome place.
Can people get tickets for that as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get tickets. You can also nominate someone right on the U Unlimited site.
And that's YOU Unlimited. You can also contact me. My website is lifestylewithpattymack.com if you want to know more about my guests at all or anything going on. So there's that. That's just one of the things you're organizing. And then you've got this Pitch Your Passion. What is that all about?
Oh, Pitch Your Passion is kind of cool, actually. Pitch Your Passion is a group of people. We have five pitchers, we call them, that come together on one specific evening to pitch their idea to the audience. And it could be anything. In the past, we've had someone who needed a tent so that she could go to like festivals and stuff to sell her jewelry was one of our winners. Another one wanted to create an art retreat for women, and she needed funds to bring one of the speakers out from Toronto. We also had a woman who came through the Bridges program and the community microlending program who needed additional funds to create another pattern. She makes aprons and hostess aprons and aprons for like restaurants and that sort of thing, like very custom, cool mm-hmm. stuff. And so what happens is those women have 5 minutes to pitch their passion. They have 5 minutes of questions from the audience. And then in the audience, we have people who are just there to like observe and be part of the excitement. But we also try to get at least 10 women or men who we call angels in the audience. And each of those people gives $50 and gets a voting little ballot. So they hear the pitches, and then at the end of the night, they get to vote for the one that they feel should go home with that money. And so the pitcher, whoever the winner one is, gets $500 minimum. And the other thing that we do for not just the pitcher, but all of the ones who pitched their idea, is we also hand out little slips of paper where we say, you know, dear so-and-so, here's how I can help you with your passion, right? So you might be in the audience and you might be thinking, oh, I could maybe like babysit, or I could help that person design a logo, or I really believe in this, I could give them a space to host their event, that sort of thing. And so every one of the five that goes home is a winner, and one of them goes home with $500 and then has a responsibility to come back and just say, here's, you know, what happened with the $500. Here's how it advanced my passion. Here's what I'm working on now, that sort of thing as well.
What a fabulous idea. Wow.
It's super. Yeah. It's
and awesome. Do you ever sleep or what?
I do.
How did you think this one up? Like, where did this come from, this Pitch Your Passion?
Well, that came from a community kind of conversation at one of the U Unlimited conferences. It was, and then it took a year for it to kind of come up again. And when it came up again, it was like, it's time. You know, so sometimes you can have ideas and they just need to kind of like sit and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's time to do it. Right.
Yeah. And sometimes people just need such little things, like you're saying, a tent, not a lot that everybody could contribute to and to get someone to the next level, you know?
Yeah.
And where does this
so
get
simple?
Where is this held at and how do people get involved in this one?
I hold that one at my, I actually have a training and community space that I rent out to people for events, but I hold a lot of my own events there, and it's called the 24 Karat Center. And the next one is on October 22nd. So we're still looking for some angels in the audience. The information is, again, all on the UN Limited website or on the web on the Facebook page as well.
Wow. That's a really great idea. And everything you do is really around women. Do you find that women that you've met, I know you're part of the Bridges Project, that, you know, there's so many women that are needing this kind of help and needing this kind of a leg up?
You know, it's interesting because so many of the things I do, with the exception probably of the yoga conference, are women-based. And, yeah, I think women need that support, and I think they need that community. But what I've been thinking about a lot lately, and my ideas are just sort of in the, you know, thinking about phase, is
stop
that,
thinking. Yeah.
Is that men need that too, you know? Like, I don't know how that would look, but I think that, you know, for a long time that we were all like, you know, men have everything, and so we need to do all of this stuff for women. And I've been thinking a lot about all of the things that we do with UN Limited, all of the resources that are available for women. And there needs to be a little bit of that for men. I'm not sure how that's all going to...
You know what? I think you're absolutely right. Having two boys right now, I think it's a different time. And yeah. I do think that is something that would be good to make it more equal, because things have changed a lot. So
yeah.
Keep thinking on that.
I know.
Give yourself more to do.
I know. Well, we do so much for women that women are like... We're becoming stronger, and we're becoming, like, really sort of knowing, like, what we are capable of and what we can do and how we can move forward in the world. And our men need to catch up with that, right? Because it's changed.
Life is short, and everybody, you know, deserves a chance for happiness and to feel good and connect with other people. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Freeburg Collection and also the yoga conference. Back in 2 minutes.
The Royal Museum Shop. Intriguing and unique.
Where did you find that cute mammoth plush?
The Royal Museum Shop. It's a birthday present for my niece. And I bought this beautiful jewelry crafted by a local artist as a memento of my visit to the museum.
There's something for everyone at the Royal Museum Shop. Clothing, jewelry, books, from postcards to original artwork. Many items with a distinctly BC flavor. There's no admission fee, and your purchases support the Royal BC Museum. Whatever the occasion, memories begin at the Royal Museum Shop.
Fortis BC is here at the Fall Home Show, the expo at Perks here at Perks Rec Center here in Tellica Mall. With me right now is Michael Allison, Corporate Communications Advisor. So listen, we've talked a lot about a lot of things here about natural gas, but let's talk about the whole thing about the whole area of getting gas into your home and saving money.
Yeah, that's right. So what we're actually doing here today is we're giving people estimates on main extensions. And so they should come here. They can sign up for an estimate, or they can get one directly at our booth. And so that's the first step. The next step people should do is find a contractor. Use our trade ally network, find a qualified natural gas contractor. And then they should also visit our online calculator at fortisbc.com. And they'll find some, they'll realize what benefit there is to natural gas over electricity. They should also check out our rebates on our website, see what, you know, if they're going to buy a new appliance, see what they can get for that. And lastly, submit their application and apply for natural gas.
Do it, my friends. And the common rates are coming in January of 2015. Fortis BC at the Fall Home Expo here at Perks.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Andrew.
We're the Bargain Brothers.
And our life is about to take center stage on your TV this fall.
We run a used car lot in Winnipeg with our whole family.
Our mom's the president.
Our sister's there too.
Uncles, aunts.
And my beauty queen wife.
Did we mention our mom's the president?
It's a show about a small business with big dreams.
And it's on BNN starting October 21st at 8.
That's the Business News Network.
Miracles don't just happen on Bay Street, folks.
Nice one, man.
We are back with Carolyn Taylor. We're talking about all kinds of stuff she's involved in, UN Limited, 24 Karat Learning. Carolyn, you're also got the yoga conference, and I know I follow you on Facebook, and you're always traveling to different places in Mexico and wonderful locales. How long have you been involved in the practice of yoga?
You know, honestly, it goes back to my mom again, because when I was a little kid, my mom was going to yoga retreats and that sort of thing, and she was doing yoga. There was a woman on TV whose name was Karine Zebroff, and she did, I can remember my mom doing yoga with this beautiful blonde, I think she was Swedish, woman on TV and, you know, getting down on the floor and doing yoga with her, and just how much yoga supported my mom in her life. Really had an influence on me. So I think, I don't know, I'm going to say like seven. So
your mom is a trendsetter, huh?
I know.
Wow, she was doing stuff before anybody else. And, you know, with the conference, are people coming from all walks of life, too, and finding yoga? And what do you think it gives people? What does it give to you?
You know, yoga really brings me back to myself. And, you know, we've talked a lot about, like, how much I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly don't know that I could do all of that without having the practice of yoga and that practice of just going inside. And, yeah, it's a very centering and grounding practice. Not always, because sometimes I don't really like it because it's challenging, too, right?
Well, what kind do you do usually?
Most of my practice is in Hatha yoga. I love yin yoga. It's exactly what I need for being somewhat of a type A personality.
Mm-hmm.
But I also love flow yoga, and there's some teachers in town that are just amazing that I follow around.
And a lot of people, you know, I've had a few friends who, oh, I don't like yoga, different reasons. And I think it's because maybe you're type A or whatever, that it's hard to just, you know, slow down and take the time to do the moves and the time at the end to calm down. And do you think that's part of it, the racing mind? And it doesn't seem like it's a, you know, the cardio and all the stuff we do at the gym.
Yeah, and you know, there's so many different types of yoga that you can certainly get that same cardio experience in going to a yoga class. And there's something now called Yoga Hour that's becoming quite popular in Victoria and elsewhere, but I see it a lot where you do get that cardio workout. Somebody said to me, like, oh my gosh, that's not yoga. And it's like, it is yoga, but it's like, it's yoga at a fast pace, and you're using your body as your strength, and you're getting that cardio as well as the strength with it. So I think that there's a type of yoga for every single person.
There is, and I've gone to one that's sort of for old, you know, not older, but, you know, if you're getting into it, a gentler Hatha yoga. And, you know, as we get older, it's good to combine your cardio, your weights, and with some yoga for that, you know, stretching and all those sort of things that'll allow you to be much more limber as you get older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I my 2-year-old granddaughter and I do yoga together, and it's so awesome. But I want to be the grandma who's like able to do all of those things, and yoga is part of that.
That's neat. And when is that the yoga conference?
That is January. It's always the first weekend of February. So this year for 2015, it runs January 30th to February 1st, and it's at the Victoria Conference Center.
And that's really popular too.
Super popular. I was so excited when it just took off the way that it did.
Yeah. And you have a scholarship, too, attached with that?
We do. It's called the Breathe for Life Scholarship, and it's in memory of a gal who grew up in Whistler. She actually was in in Thailand, and was doing her yoga teacher training and Thai massage training, and she was given some medication for a separated shoulder, and she actually died in Thailand.
Oh.
And her brother had died a couple of years before, and so their mom, Ginny Dennehy, and their dad really went to work to build it. They'd already started a foundation, mm-hmm. and so what they did for the Breathe for Life Scholarship was they give $1,000 to a yoga teacher who is incorporating things around mental health into their practice. And we've run it 2 years in a row now, and we've had two winners who have taken their yoga teacher training their yoga teacher practice to the next level using those funds. It's really been amazing.
Wow, that's a great story. And the next thing is, and we'll have the group back on because it's really hasn't happened yet, but the Freebird Collective, that's another partnership you're involved in. Tell us a little bit about that in the minute we have remaining.
Yeah, the Freebird Collective is something that I really want to tell you more about. And we're just about to, well, by the time this airs, we will have announced our winner of our 10,000 brand transformation. And it's amazing. It's a group of creative amazing women that just really want to make a difference in the lives of small business here in Victoria and hopefully beyond. But for right now, we're really focused on supporting local small businesses with their branding packages. So we have a photographer, a writer, a website, we have a search engine optimization person, we have social media, we have myself as an event producer and planner and community builder. And just collaboration is really the way to go. I can't say enough about
it. Wow. And if people want to know more, you can contact me, Lifestyle with Patty Mack, and of course, Carolyn's at U Unlimited. Great for all the stuff that you do, and we'll have you back on to talk about that winner of that $10,000, because that's a great prize. Thank you for all the stuff you do for the community. And whoever's listening, make sure that no matter how big or small the things you do, it all counts towards a great life. Thank you so much, Carolyn. Thank you so much, TJ, as always. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your life.